Okay, it is Sunday, December 10th, 2017. We haven't been here in a long time, but we're back. It's Grandpa and
Hayden
and our special guest
Brooklyn.
Yeah, we're here. We're doing Grandpa and Hayden on sports. Here we go. All right, so we just talked. You want to do a thing on basketball. Why basketball?
I don't know, because I'm in the basketball mood today.
You're kind of in a hoopy mood. So, NBA, we watched a rough one last night. Portland up by 14 at the end of three over Houston, and then what happens?
We blew it.
What happened?
Lost by seven.
But why? What do you think? What did you see? You're a hooper now, so.
What I saw was they just didn't hold their own. Then he played sloppy, thinking the win was just going to come to him, but you're playing a really heavily good team of the Houston Rockets, who are the number one seed in the West.
What did I say to you when the third quarter ended?
They're going to blow it.
If there's any team that can come back, it's
the Rockets.
That's right. And Portland, they just lost their fourth in a row at home. They've dropped four at home. This is a homestand they should have done well with, but they didn't. So what did you see last night? So you're thinking about Portland. What do you like about Portland this year?
I do like how they're giving Nurkic the ball a lot, because Nurkic has done a lot, but he's injured, so.
Do you think that hurt us last night?
Nurkic probably, not being there? Because Nene was doing well for the Rockets. We could not stop Harden.
Mm-mm.
Chris Paul was doing well. Ariza was doing okay. But the real thing that really scared me was the Damian Lillard ankle injury. That
Again,
scared me.
Second one in about four or five games.
It was scary.
Good. Yeah, that was tough. So. The other thing I see is after about seven players, Portland's depth kind of hurts. Connaughton, who's had a pretty good early season, didn't really do anything for him last night. He was struggling.
Yeah, he was. But Zach Collins.
You see flashes of good out of him, don't you? I wouldn't say great, but this is a player
for
that can
a rookie?
Really do it. Yeah. 7 foot two? Is
yeah.
That what he is?
No.
Is he
seven foot two?
7'1".
Yeah,
I mean, tall.
Brookie,
he's
tall. You would be half of his size. You'd probably come up to his belly button. So, Damian, I thought CJ didn't look totally on last night either. No. CJ usually plays with a little more confidence than that.
Yeah, I think they were just slow. Mm-hmm. They did not come out to play in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that was my take, too. Really like Ed Davis.
He's
guy's
good.
Just a hustler.
He's
love
good.
Him on the boards. But I didn't think Al-Farouq Aminu gave us a couple good long shots, but he's not doing much on the front line for
us.
No,
he's not.
That's what's killing you. You got to have a good front line in the NBA, man.
The stats were Damian had 35 points.
And came back after an ugly ankle injury.
Yeah. Harden had 48.
So, how do you stop James Harden? You grab him by the beard? What do you do?
Yank his beard off, I mean.
Anyway, so,
Damian.
Portland. One thing you asked me about last night when we went and looked at Christmas on the campground last night, we're driving home, and you said, what do you think about the jerseys of...
The Adidas jerseys, right?
No.
No?
OKC.
Oh.
And Seattle.
Oh, yeah. What do you think?
So, let's go to Seattle. Do you think they should get a team back?
I think they should, but they should keep OKC.
So, you think it should be the Seattle Thunder?
Seattle Sonics, but
yeah.
The Thunder stay.
So, the team comes back. Well, the team's already in Oklahoma City. You're going to start a new team. So, what they'll do is they'll be an expansion draft. That's the way they do it in the NBA. If a new team gets added... During draft time, they have an expansion draft. They get to pull from other teams. They can assemble a pretty good team early on. Get the old green and gold back. Look like the Ducks up in Seattle.
People are saying, though, that Seattle, they should get rid of Oklahoma City. Because...
Why?
There have been rumors that Seattle should come back.
Well, no, they're...
And OKC.
But Seattle's going to get a team back, probably. They're setting the stage for it. But they're not going to take OKC out of OKC. Daddy's here.
Yeah.
This podcast is going to run short today.
Yeah.
That's okay. Hey, we're back, though. We got to start doing this more.
Yes. Wait, I can get my dad in here.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Hi, Dad.
No, we're almost done. So, okay, so let's just do one more little thing. Here's the deal. Oklahoma City's not going to leave unless the team doesn't want to be there anymore. Seattle, though, is going to get their own team. And they'll do an expansion draft, and then they'll start reassembling the Seattle Supersonics. So that'd be kind of cool. Let's jump real quick to college. Ducks, what do you think? Mm-hmm. Did they lose yesterday?
No, they won. They won.
But why not? You're shaking your head. Why not?
When I saw them with PK-80, it was like steps down from what they were last year.
Really? Well, they lost a lot of guys. Lost a lot of good guys.
Peyton Pritchard, though, man.
He seems like he... What year is he?
Sophomore.
He's a sophomore. So there it is. He's a young kid. He'll be a leader for them if he stays. You know, this business about young kids getting to jump from the, you know, sophomore, junior year out of college into the NBA, I've never liked that. I think a young person should stay there and finish their degree. And because I'm telling you, life's more than sports. And most of those kids are going to go and declare for the draft, and they may play a year or two, but they'll sit on the bench. They'll make a little bit of money, and then but they won't make a long-term living. Happens in football all the time. So, Duke gets beat by Boston College. So, what are you seeing on the rankings today? Who's number one now?
They haven't done it. They don't do it till Tuesday. Speaking of rankings.
Yeah.
And the Heisman Trophy winner, Baker Mayfield.
So we're into football now.
No, I was just saying sense of rankings.
Yeah, good. What do you think of Baker Mayfield?
Only reason why people might criticize this, but I'm pretty sure the only reason why he won is because of Oklahoma State game.
One game.
He had 630 yards passing, I'm pretty sure, in that game.
So, good game.
And 5 touchdowns.
Great game.
3 passing,
but
2 running.
Other quarterbacks have had just as good a one game stats. So anyway. Okay, let's talk about you guys. 7th grade, Centennial. Varsity prep team. Fun team to watch. What's making it a good year so far for you guys?
We're starting to click on all cylinders now. We're starting to get this going, this going, this going, this going, this going, this going. The thing that we do struggle on is man-to-man defense.
Yeah. But you know what that is? That's strength. You got to just build your leg strength.
The only reason why, though, is because we run a trap. Mm-hmm. But at the beginning of the season, when we played Floyd Light, we trapped him first play of the game. And it's kind of weird that the coach comes out with the rules after we trap him the first play.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't come out with the rules when we don't trap you. But then they told us to play man. We lost by 4. We said, we're not going to lose any more games. Mm-hmm. And we went on a 3-game streak.
Yeah, you're playing really, really well right now. I didn't get to see those first 2 games because I was out of the state traveling. But from what I hear, the second game was a good one. You look like you're playing a wide game now. You're not just looking to score. You're looking to pass. Great, good anticipation on steals. You're man-to-man defense. You got to work on that. You just got to build your leg strength and move, practice leg movement. You know who else needs to do that is Damian. He's worked on that every year he's been in the NBA. He knows he's not one of the best defenders. So you got to focus on the area. Stay where you are on the good stuff and focus on the stuff you got to work on. You'll be great. Jack is fun to watch. Titus, that kid is massive. Looks like a little Shaq. It's amazing. Noah really liked the way he plays. Remember Oleg used to play with Neely? He kind of reminds me of Oleg, or Michael Pope used to play with Maddie. You got some good ball player. AJ
Foster.
That guy's fast.
He's quick.
And got quick hands.
He's a quickie.
He really is. And he's really good at getting on the penetration and getting the ball up.
Rodney.
I don't know which one Rodney is.
11.
11. Yeah, I haven't learned him yet. So, I've only been to two games, so I'll learn him. All right, Daddy's sitting here waiting. Let's ring this one off. Next time, what do you want to talk about?
Probably the playoff standings for football.
Okay, we'll be back before Christmas, won't we?
Oh, yes.
All right. Have a good one.
I will.
Bye.